Hello and welcome to Pugsley Crew Reviews. This is a podcast where we discuss some films we have watched. This week, the film is Dead Still that I actually picked myself, which is a rarity because I don't usually pick them because usually the guests do. Or me and Kerr, who is with me today, pick one together. How are you doing, Kerr?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Tired, as always, you know how it is.
Yeah.
Been up to much?
Oh, no, not really. Just the usual playing games and stuff. Been trying to finish off Disagear 7, essentially, so I can either start Mario RPG that I got today or Persona 5 Royale. I'm not sure which one I'm going to start, but one of them two.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I would probably play Super Mario RPG because, you know, why not?
Yeah, it's like new in the in thing at the moment, and it's there probably more people talking about it. And
yeah, I need to get back to Super Mario Wonder as well. I played a bit of it, but you know, played more of Sonic Superstars because I wanted to do a review for that, then Wonder, and then go from there. And then I
I've not even played the game before Superstars yet. What is it? Oh, I can't think of it. The 3D Sonic that came out not that long ago.
Frontiers, yeah.
I've ordered that, and it's supposed to be arriving in the next few days.
Oh, nice.
Because it was £20 through some Black Friday eBay thing, and I was like, wow.
Why not?
Yeah, exactly. That's the sort of price I sort of thought I wanted to pay for it.
Yeah, I can get behind that, man. Dead Still is a film about this guy whose grandfather dies. You don't meet the grandfather. Grandfather dies and he inherits his estate. And then they find a camera and horrible things happen to the people they take photos of. That is the basic plot. Not really much more plot going on. After I was like, what? But
no, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. So it starts off with the guy as a child in the car with his father, and then his father dies in a car accident, allegedly. But I don't think you actually see what happens to his father, do you? Even when it reveals, like, oh, I killed your father. It's like, did he? How? Why?
Yeah, it's, you know, you see the glass shatter, and then later you see other bits, but you never really get a proper idea of how he did it.
Doesn't make sense to me, this film, with some things. What are your thoughts on this, then?
Wasted potential. That's the best thing I can say. I mean, I think the whole premise with the camera is a good premise. And I actually did a little reading just to see if this whole Victorian death camera thing was real. And it was.
Mm, yeah.
They did used to take photos of dead people because a lot of people were dying early. And it was only after they died the technology was available and people didn't want to forget them, so they were propping them up and photographing them.
Excellent.
So, you know, it's a bit spooky, and I think there's always been this, like, fear with cameras. There's an old-fashioned thing that about it capturing a part of somebody's soul, and people were originally scared to have their photos taken. And it is all kind of playing on that. So it plays on very natural fears that have existed for a long time. And I sometimes think that's horror in that kind of way works really well, because if it's like pulling at a primordial part of people, a fear that a lot of people have, it, you know, it appeals to everybody.
Yeah. No, I can get behind that. Like, there's other thing, like the one of the things I can remember that have done this is Goosebumps.
Yeah.
You know? So with a camera and shit happens when photos are taken. So, you know, it's not like something new, but it could be done. The thing is with this film, is it's, in my opinion, right, this is my opinion, not very well acted. I didn't mind the great-grandfather, wherever he was, the evil guy. I actually didn't mind him. I've seen him in other stuff as well, and I find him fine. But the rest of the cast I thought was pretty shit. The best thing about it for me, right?
Yeah.
Was the few deaths. Because they actually were pretty cool. But other than
They were gruesome. They were gruesome, weren't they? Like skin being pulled inside out and stuff.
Yeah. That was pretty fun. And the person being all twisted up and stuff. Yeah. Interesting. But
I like the lead actor. It's Ben Browder, who people will probably recognise from being the guy that was in Farscape and in later seasons of Stargate.
Wouldn't have a clue myself.
Well, yeah, he's won like awards in sci-fi TV show things and that. He's quite well known. And I did think he was decent. But then there was a lot of people who were proper like drama school. Oh, no. Oh. You know, it's... One guy I did really like, though, and I had to look up his name. There's a professor in it, Professor McLaren or something.
Yeah, Professor McLaren. He's, like, really crazy, and then he, like, speaks normally for a little bit. That's really, really loud.
Yeah.
Random. Yeah, it was great.
I loved him because he was amazing to me. He came across as nutty as fuck, but just the actor was really going for it. He chewed up the scenery. He had all these weird, crazy-eyed gazers and over-the-top ramblings, and I think that he was a missed opportunity because he'd make a great villain in something. But yeah, when you look at his filmography, he's only done about 12 films.
That's a shame. Yeah, actually, I enjoyed him. He was fucking crazy. It was great. It was a bit over the top in a good way.
Yeah, you didn't know where to go with him. You're like, is he trying to help him or is he a villain or, you know, is he just batshit? What's his angle?
He seems batshit, but at the same time, he kind of gets what's going on, so he's trying to sort that out.
Yeah, and he does keep warning that woman, don't go near that camera, don't go near that camera. So, you know, at least he seems to have good intentions at heart.
Yeah, exactly. Like, obviously, he wants to, like, his main thing is he wants to write a true history on the great-grandfather whose name I've forgotten. But at the same time, he just seems nuts. Because they even mentioned it earlier on in the film. They're like, say, oh, yeah, I learned how to use these old type of cameras because of Professor McLaren. You know him. And like, no, I don't remember the weird one. And like, oh, yeah, I remember. the crazy professor. But... yeah, the story, like, obviously is very, very basic. Like, it's like photos, they take photos, things happen to the people, they die horribly. But, a lot of the stuff around it, like, kind of just didn't work very well. Like, half of it, I didn't know what the hell was going on. It's like, things were happening, like, the tablet the child who couldn't speak was using was activating on his own, even though the stuff is supposed to be inside the camera. So why was that happening?
Yeah, that didn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, and then it's like other stuff that's happening that this guy seems to have control of. Like the McLaren, when he cuts his fucking fingers off.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Why? Why does he cut his fingers off? Because the guy's going, you'll never tell my story. But he didn't have a photo taken. How is he somehow controlling him? It's not be near him, this camera.
No, I found that weird. Although that did get a good laugh out of my missus, because as he cut about three fingers off, I said, shit, if somebody doesn't stop him soon, his dick will be in that thing next. I don't know why it came to my head, but that was, you know, my snap judgment.
That's brilliant. Oh, terrible. I don't know if you ever write a film or you were going to put in it. Guy who cut stick off with cigar cutter.
I'm sure it said somewhere near the beginning when it was going through who'd made it. And I'm sure I saw Sci-Fi mentioned, spelt the way that the Sci-Fi Channel used to spell it. So I'm thinking it's a made-for-TV movie for the Sci-Fi Channel.
It fucking seems like it with the... It's like it was fairly low budget, like, you know. I would say some of the scenery and backdrops and that kind of stuff was pretty cool. Like the bit where they go into the camera, I kind of like the whole vibe there. You know, I think that was all right.
Yeah. It just feels a weirdly padded film because, you know, we've said there's some good deaths in it. The stuff in the, I'm trying to remember what they call it, but the other world, exposure world or whatever, is cool.
Negative world?
That's it, negative world. There's good ideas there. There's good scenes there. But then there's padding, and it's just like it needs editing and pulling about in a way to make... I mean, maybe if it had been like a short thing, like a Tales from the Crypt or Twilight Zone episode that got straight to the point, it would have worked. But it just feels elongated.
Yeah, I think that's one of the problems, because... Because a lot of it is like kind of stupid. I think where they've tried to extend it into a full film, which I reckon they could have done well, but I think there wasn't enough real story behind it. They had the beats of a, you know, guy's all down on his luck, wants to be a photographer, gets a camera, starts using that, people start dying. Then they get told not to use the camera. He doesn't realize till he's almost killed by some weird person with an eye etched into a face. Then he runs over the camera. The camera comes back. Ex-wife dies. His friend that's trying to get in his pants dies. Earlier on. It seems to have like the beats for stuff, but like the interconnected bits between has nothing interesting to say.
Yeah.
That's what I think, anyway. It's like, no, you could do a good film here, and I think, like, it could be worse. It could be much better.
Yeah, it's very middle of the line. It's not the best film in the world. It's not the worst. I'd tell people to watch it if they're into horror and they want to see something a bit different. But it's not something you're going to think about weeks after or anything. Yeah. And it's not something you're going to return to either. It's a one-time watch, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. So, the story of the guy in the great-grandfather, then, it seems to be that he's using, like, a chemical that's used to develop film on the subjects of his portraits to make them look dead. But I'm thinking he kills them.
Yeah, that's how it seems like he's injecting them with it. But like when he kept saying to that young girl, why do you have to move or what? And he clearly injected her. So it's like he decides that that's not enough and that, well, I'll actually bump him off then.
Yeah, it's like as if he's like injecting him with that stuff to make him look kind of like reduce their breathing and all that. So they're like much... less likely to breathe and move and stuff. But maybe it's Nora. It's got to the point where it's like, you keep moving, waking up after a while. Let's just fucking kill you. But the girl didn't die. She was somehow in the camera alive.
Yeah, I didn't get that because it was like it happened a long time ago. But she's like stayed the age she was in the camera and then come out the other side. So almost time traveled through the camera.
Yeah, seems that way.
Because I actually thought that when he pulled her out, with the, you know, when the young kid took her out, she was going to die. But, you know, the happy ending would be at least she got buried and her family knew, you know, what had happened.
Yeah.
I didn't think she was going to go out and live.
Seems that way, yeah.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
I guess it's like... It took her as she was, so she's stuck like that until she's released, and then she'll continue to grow as normal, I guess. Because, you know, when you take a photo,
yeah,
an image of you as you were, like, so. Anything I can think of. I was wondering throughout most of the film, I was like, why does he keep kissing the corpses? But it seems like most of the time they weren't actually dead when he was doing it. But then he did kiss the really gross dead thing on the fucking table. So I was like, no, he's just a weird, weird, creepy guy who likes kissing corpses.
Wow.
Yeah, there's some things that I should have took more notes, to be honest, because I could have specified like a lot of the things, but like, it's just a shame that most of the stuff in between, all the interesting things, was so boring.
Oh yeah. It definitely went from highs to lows. It was enjoyable 1 minute, and you're thinking, oh, that's a gruesome death. I'd like to see a few more of that, and then it went to mundane stuff.
Yeah.
Like a soap opera.
Yeah.
Yeah. It needed more deaths.
Yeah, there was
it needed
four?
To get more tempo. Yeah, that's about right.
It was the tramp, the man and child, the husband and wife, the wife, ex-wife, whatever, the not quite girlfriend. There's at least five.
Yeah, it's not actually a bad horror count, is it?
I mean, I don't know. I can't really say much about this film because, like, it was just boring for the most part. There were some interesting bits. The ending was a bit shit, in my opinion. Like, it's like, and what I mean by that is, like, the end where it says 20 years later and it's got the kid Billy.
Yeah, as an adult.
As an adult using the camera. It just, to me, it seems like, unless he's gone fucking unhinged, why is he using this? Or possessed. Why is he using this camera?
I mean, I literally jumped to possessed by the granddad.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, but it did seem like the grandfather died and the father sacrificed his life for the kid to live. So, who knows? Any particular moments that you really enjoyed?
Well, like we've said, the deaths, they were... And I mean, the one I liked, because I thought we were going to get robbed of it, is when the newly married couple were setting on fire and it cut away from it. I was like, no, I wanted to see how far it went. And then later you see them, one on top of the other, as full-on burned skeletons. And I was like, yeah, I like that. I'm glad we've actually seen the end of it.
Yeah. Pretty cool deaths, actually. They were pretty grisly, especially like the kid and the father, which just like their skin went all fucked and
there.
Looked painful.
And it did surprise me that they did it to the kid. Because a lot of horror films shy away from it, don't they? You know, you can chop an adult's head off, but don't scratch a child sort of thing.
Yeah. I guess it was going for like a kind of shock thing, maybe, but it wasn't exactly shocking. It was just fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I should have took more notes. I've literally got two. Why Kiss a Corpse and How Was Professor McLaren Somehow Affected by the Great-Grandfather?
Yeah, my notes are about on the same. Just, you know, I've looked up Victorian cameras really existed like that, and isn't McLaren nuts? That sort of stuff. So I think I've covered all my notes. But I suppose, you know, at least it kept enough attention that I didn't want to pause it and make more, because sometimes you get into that like editor mood where every minute you're pausing a film and going boom 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 boom, boom, I'll think of this.
Yeah, no, I can get behind that. Obviously, it'll slow the film down. The film didn't seem particularly long either, which was fortunate.
Yeah, 90 minutes.
But I still don't understand why the father died. This is the problem. There's the father and son, another father and son, and then a great grandfather and a grandfather you don't know of. And the grandfather somehow lives longer than the father.
Yeah, it's confusing, isn't it?
Your great-great-grandfather, the great-grandfather, the grandfather, the father, and then the son, which is the child who doesn't speak. the great-great-grandfather died, again, put into the camera somehow. Does explain it, but I didn't understand what the fuck it, how he got in there. Doesn't make sense to me. Then the great-grandfather lived longer than the grandfather.
Yeah.
Who then died literally days before the father ended up going into the camera and sacrificed his life for his son to survive. Who then may be possessed or fucking crazy.
I did say when he sat down, the dad, to get photographed to go into the camera world, I'd have gone and got a baseball bat or a gun and held him, but in the hope that I took that in with me.
Yeah, stick up your rectum, you'd be sorted. He'd be coming in with him. At least that's what I think.
And I did expect to see the dead people in there. The, you know, like the married couple and the wife and the friend that was trying to shag him. I thought they'd be in that world because I thought, well, he's going to be awkward there when the missus and the person that's trying to shag him's in the same sort of camera world.
Yeah, that would have been interesting, but they would have been all weird and stuff like the other. Because, like, the girl was normal. She was, like a normal young child. She was still alive, but everyone else was dead, and they were all grotesque. So,
yeah, and it didn't really explain. I mean, he was like, you're my greatest work, and you're the one that went, but it didn't really explain why she went through all right and the others were all twisted ghouls.
I don't. And I think that's one of the issues with the film. It's like it's got some ideas there, like with the deaths and the camera thing. You know, it's all pre-cool, the deaths, and it's pretty interesting with the whole camera thing. Obviously, it's been done before, but still pretty interesting. The issue is the interconnecting bits are either stupid or just boring, and when it doesn't it does explain things, but it doesn't explain things in a way where you actually know what the fuck is going on.
No.
I think that's the biggest issue with it. Yeah. But also, like I was thinking to myself, I didn't write the note down when they go into the negative world. The young girl gets captured by one of the monstery things, and then he brings the girl back to the great grandfather. And then all of a sudden, the guy turns around and that same thing is behind him and grabs him. And it's like, how the fuck did he get there to the great grandfather and back in the time span of a guy breathing and turning around?
Yeah, that didn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, that's the thing. Lots don't make sense. It's unfortunate. I think better scriptwriter or better editing or something could have made it more interesting.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the scriptwriter and the director were the same person, so I think it probably is like
same person. Yeah,
you know, minimum workers, low budget, rushed for sci-fi TV, basically just made to fill a Wednesday night, yeah. And now made its way onto, you know, streaming services.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. Like when I was looking on online, like in that movie database, I think it said it was 2013 or 2014, and then Amazon Prime was telling me it was 2021 or something. I was like, okay. But then there is actually a TV show called Dead Still, which I'm not sure if it's based on this, but set in Victorian times. I don't know. No idea.
I noticed some of the actors in that, and I think there were people from Horrible Histories or something.
All right, fair enough.
Dead Still is a 6-part Irish-Canadian television drama series. It follows a photographer in 1880s Ireland who specialises in memorial portraiture photography of the deceased. And he's drawn into a series of murders which appear to be linked to his work. Well, that does sound potentially like the same sort of idea, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I wonder if it's... Because it is. It's set in the 1880s. Where is the original guy doing the photos are? So, you know.
Yeah, you know, if it's not connected in any way, and I was the guy that did that film that wrote it and directed it, I'd be watching that to see if I've got any legal recourse to ask for some form of royalties, I think.
Didn't they? But I don't know if they linked at all. I do wonder.
It does seem funny that they've got the exact same name and such a similar premise.
Yeah.
I'm sure at the start of this film, didn't it say based on a true story?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that with horror because, you know, you have this weird shit like demon worlds and ghost things and then they say true at the start and you're like, oh yeah, really? I'm sure that happened last week. I'm sure I've picked open the Sun newspaper and it was there, page 47, you know.
Yeah, I do find that, like, based on true story stuff where there's, like, ghosts and monsters and stuff, and it's like, I don't believe you.
Based on the true story of one man's rather peculiar acid trip.
And, like, based on a real event, I could get, like, someone taking photos of dead people, because they used to do that. Based on a true story, the guy could have died in a car accident. Rest of the shit is bullshit. would you recommend this film to people?
Yeah, it's not a bad film. It's, you know, interesting premise. It's worth a one watch. Don't go out of your way. Don't spend loads. But if you've got Amazon Prime, watch it. Or if you see it on a DVD in a charity shop for a pound, watch it. That's my sort of feelings.
Yeah. I would agree with that. I might look at the Dead Still TV show and see if it's actually connected at all to this. Because it's got the same name and same premise and that.
I think that might even be on Prime.
I'll have to have a look.
I'm sure I've seen it's on some streaming service anyway, so...
Yeah,
I'd give at least the first one a watch just to see how close it is.
Yeah, be worth doing. Be worth doing. I think we're gonna end here as I haven't really got much else to say about it because let's be honest, it's not exactly the most interesting films. The deaths are pretty cool.
Yeah,
McLaren's pretty cool. Corpse Kisser's all right. So and that's about it. Corpse Kisser. I'm sure he was the devil in Reaper.
Yeah, that would be, yeah.
Reaper was good. I liked Reaper. I think it was quite good.
No.
Yeah, it was Reaper.
I think we have said everything that you could possibly say about this film without doing a blow-by-blow account, so...
Yeah. That will be us, then. Anything to plug, dude?
No, just the usual, you know. I'm on YouTube and TikTok and all that sort of stuff as Kerr9000.
I will see you all in a fortnight with another episode of Pugsley Crew Reviews. If you like video games, check out Pedz's Game Shack. The last game we talked about was Brock the Investigator. So, catch you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.